The battle between man and machine is an interesting one.
Oh, yeah.
On one hand, our lives are so much easier thanks to technology.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, there are millions of people over the last few decades who lost their living and other things thanks to improving technology.
Automation.
We know. We know that here in this town, Tommy, more than anybody with Kodak and Xerox and other places. But in this case, you wouldn't need a computer to make things faster or it would take your job. You would need it to make sure you don't die.
Yeah.
And after something Tommy said 2 weeks ago, one person is all kinds of riled up.
The hell did I say?
It's Wednesday. It's 8 o'clock. It's time for Hate Mail of the Week. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. And about 2 weeks ago, we made a discovery in the break room. That driverless cars, or as they call them, fully autonomous vehicles, are illegal in the state of New York.
Yeah.
And that is something that one lawmaker from our area was looking to change. Jeremy Cooney, state assemblyman, said he plans next year on introducing legislation that would relax restrictions on cars that you can that can drive themselves.
Yeah.
He said he didn't want New York to be left behind as other cities in America, San Francisco, Phoenix, there was one more I'm forgetting, have embraced this.
Yeah, they're moving forward.
There are driverless taxis that take people everywhere.
Oh, man. How about this? You have to talk to nobody.
Now, here's the thing. That wouldn't happen here. He says this legislation he wants to put in would only be for personally owned vehicles.
My own private remote control car.
You got it. So stuff like self-driving trucks, cabs that would put people out of jobs wouldn't be a go. Yet.
Yeah.
And we brought something up in this story. When we brought this up in this story, someone in the break room was all for it.
Yeah. Right.
You want the self-driving car.
Yes.
You want
I want one.
Really bad.
Yes, I do.
And you made an impassioned plea for like 20 minutes on the air as to why right now you should be able to walk down to a car dealership and purchase a self-driving car in Rochester, New York.
And that would be awesome. Yes.
The main reason you want it is for...
Relaxation. I don't like to be tense behind the wheel.
Oh, is that what it is?
Yeah, and you know, the luxury of being able to just catch up on my day.
Nothing else?
Well, yeah, you know, no tension behind the wheel.
No other reason?
I can't think of anything else.
Nothing? Drinking and driving. That's what you want this for. You want to be able to drink.
No, drinking, no driving.
You're right.
But ass go home.
He's drank so much he's turned into a caveman.
That's how I tell my car. Ass go home.
Well, your impassioned plea for a self-driving car hit a nerve with someone. And in this letter of anger, we may be able to boil this debate down into one very hard question to answer.
All right.
Actual letter sent through the mail telling us we suck, telling Tommy he doesn't understand nothing. Sit back and enjoy today's Hate Mail of the Week.
How stupid do you have to be to feel safe in a car that's controlled by a computer? Your life is in the hands of technology that you do not understand, and there would be no physical person there to fix it if something goes wrong. If a plane is on autopilot and something happens, one or two or three people in the cockpit can take over. My computer at work malfunctions all the time, and someone has to come help me with it. Technology screws up. It's a fact of life, and I could not believe Tommy was so excited about getting behind the wheel of a car that could take off at high speeds, miss stop signs, and plow his little head into a tree with no barrier to stop that from happening. The more you trust technology, the more dangerous your life gets. Ooh. The perfect example is your cell phone. People lose fortunes in scam calls. People can hack your phone and pinpoint your exact location. We unknowingly give access to all of our personal things to companies through it. If you don't work your phone the right way, if your laptop crashes on you, you should not be an advocate for self-driving cars. Sincerely, Mark.
Okay, that's a really impassioned read by Billy Kidd. Thank you.
Came in hot. Yeah, yeah.
Came in, yeah.
Hot.
Yeah. All right. The phone number is 252-WCMF, 252-9263. In that letter, do you believe, what was his name, Kimmy? I'm sorry. Greg?
Where did it go?
Doesn't matter. Does this man make any valid points? Wait, you're not a single valid point?
The man's a fool.
Mark,
I'm sorry.
Mark's a fool. Because I put my trust in technology every day. We all do. Things that I don't even think about, that this is the future. And whether you like it or not, these things are going to be the way we get around in the future.
But I guess...
I think that's his point.
Yeah, and
embrace it, because this is what's coming. You're going to have... Technology is going to move us forward, and it's going to be way more convenient.
Can I ask a question?
What?
Did you listen to the letter?
Yeah.
Okay.
He thinks technology is dangerous, yet he uses it every day to do his job and to get around town. So unless he's on a horse.
But the point he's making,
which is a wild animal that you put your ass on. Good luck, Mark.
Okay. Kimmy, you were going to say.
Loser.
But I guess
winners roll remote.
Winners roll remote. Did you just say that out loud? Did you think that was a good thing that you said?
That's gonna be my bumper sticker.
I think his letter is more about having a human in the driver's seat, right?
Like, well, you're in the driver. You're there. You can grab the wheel. So he made it.
No, these cabs. You're sitting in the back, buddy.
I'm fine with that.
So then it blows up.
Half the guys that are sitting in our front seat don't speak my language, and I don't know what to tell them anyway.
Oh, my God. Wait, you
think... But that's a human that can make a decision in a moment, I guess, based on your own safety. I don't know.
And by the way, the computer's going to react way quicker than a human.
Look, I agree with what you're saying, that there is a risk in everything, whether you do it yourself or you rely on technology. But I don't think that some... I think he makes a couple of good points in this letter.
Because you're putting your physical self... Like, with your phone, right? Like, yes, you have, like, that control in your hand, but it's not, it doesn't have power over you physically. Whereas I guess if you're in a car, like, you have no control over what you're doing in that car, what's happening. I don't know how to explain this the way I'm trying to.
All right, the phone number is 252.
It's all about
control. You have physical power over the phone. You don't over the car.
Because you're a control freak and you're afraid because you don't have the control anymore.
Yes.
I'm a control freak. I'm a control freak.
You're a super control freak.
You are the most controlling control freak. I'm a Rick James control freak.
Yes, super freak.
All right, 252-WCMF, 252-9263. We can boil this letter down into one question.
Boil it down.
Are you ready?
All right, let's boil it.
How much are you willing to trust a computer with your life? Are you currently comfortable with the technology the way we know it to put your life in the hands of a computer and only that computer? Because if you get in a self-driving car, that's what you're doing.
Yeah.
And it does feel like we're at a time in history where people are willing to trust technology more. Like, we use it to track our kids. Maybe we let them go places we normally wouldn't because of that. There are people listening right now who use ChatGPT or other AI to, like, do their work, help them get their work done faster. So you trust your career with it. But I agree. Mark does sound like a borderline nut in this letter. But I think he has a point in what Kimmy was trying to say. With almost any other piece of technology we have, there is a human buffer to shut down any error.
Yeah.
Autopilot, pilot.
Right.
Computer crashes at work, engineer. ChatGPT, I can read through what it wrote for me before I hand it off to somebody else.
Yeah.
That doesn't exist in the self-driving car.
Well, not a private one, because you would be in the car. But you're talking about taxi cabs, Ubers.
But you're also overestimating, like, if you thought something was going wrong, like, if the car's going to run a red light, are you going to notice that in time where you can stop the car?
I mean, I'll probably put down the drink and look up. Sure.
It doesn't make you a little bit nervous?
I like convenience.
But do you like it enough
safety
to, and we've talked about this before, do you like it enough to, or do you trust it enough to be the first to test it out?
I'll tell you right now, if there was a driverless car parked out front and they said, Tommy, you're the first, this car is free, keep it, I'm in.
Where, okay.
See you, losers.
So
what are you going to steer your way home?
Boom! I love how we're all laughing hilariously at you dying in a fire.
Is there a max distance, though, you'd let that thing take you?
Man, I drove to Florida to see my brother, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It sucked. It totally sucked. If I could kick back and just watch the world go by in that car, like I'm sitting on a train or a Greyhound bus... I'm in.
All right, but here's the thing. You know, you rely on technology, and I trust technology. Mm. It wasn't all that long ago. What, a month and a half ago? We had to do a 6-hour-long show in the break room with no commercials or songs because of a technology failure. That was exhausting. Mm. We got to leave and go home after. What if something similar happens with the tech that's supposed to keep you from plowing into a tree? Okay.
I've had a good life.
252-WCMF, 252-9263, hate mail of the week. A man named Mark, it's Mark, writes us a letter chastising Tommy for wanting these self-driving cars, which a state assemblyman says he's going to push to legalize here in New York starting next year. The guy says every piece of technology you own will eventually fail, yet with every other piece of technology, there's a human buffer if something goes wrong. With the car, there is no human buffer. And as crazy as the man sounds, it does boil down to, do you trust technology? How much do you trust technology? With your life. The majority of Americans aren't ready for this.
No, they fear the unknown.
I've got the numbers.
All right.
Just under 70% of Americans say they are uncomfortable riding in a self-driving car right now.
Yeah.
Around 50% said they would not feel comfortable with would not feel comfortable sharing the road with a driverless car. So they don't even want them out there.
All right.
Which is a little bit funny because, to Mark's point, we have integrated tech into every other part of our life.
Everything.
Everyone relies on a smartphone. Almost everyone uses a computer at their job.
Bro, think of the technology that's in my car. The computers that are in my car.
I got a computer in my car.
But think about that damn thing, right?
Yes, I know.
I've got a backup camera. I got sensors all the way around.
Sure, sure.
Right? I mean, that stuff didn't exist 20 years ago, but, except for that you're like a billionaire.
But even with those sensors, it says on the car, like in the car, don't only trust the sensors. I don't either.
No, because it'll beep. When I back up, it'll beep. Beep, beep. And if you get closer to something, it starts beeping up more. Mm-hmm. If that fills, you'll hear the screaming. So you're fine.
Oh, you're talking scream beep. I got scream beep. You were going to say something, Kimmy. I'm sorry.
Well, I was just going to say there are some people I have driven with. I don't know if I'd get in a car with them again. Like, I would trust the self-driving car over some drivers I know.
See that?
But you've never been in the self-driving car.
No, but I can confidently tell you that the self-driving car is a better driver than this person.
All right, fair enough. 252 WCMF, folks have been waiting patiently, talking about the technology, trusting it with your life.
Because at least the self-driving car stops at stop signs.
Okay, maybe.
Yeah. It would stop me from rolling through in the morning. Think about that.
Let me get in the guts of this thing and try and reprogram it for after hours. Let's talk to Cody. Hey, Cody, how are you, buddy?
Hey, so I forgot what the movie is, but hasn't Tommy ever seen that movie when they're in the spaceship and the spaceship tried to take over and they can't do anything about it?
Wait, you want me to remember the movie you forgot?
I thought Tommy knew everything over there.
I don't know what you can't remember.
That's our t-shirt for the rock shop. I don't know what you can't remember. Cody, wait, what's the movie? Say it again.
It's something 3000. I can't remember. It's when the spaceship takes over. They all try to fix everything.
No, I know. I forgot the name of the movie. It's the one with Hal, the dot, the red dot.
Oh, it's Space Odyssey.
It's 2001 A Space Odyssey. Yeah. Did you say something 3000, Cody?
I don't remember.
Movie where Bernie Mac played the majors and he got a bunch of hits, but it turns out and then the spaceship took over?
I can't do that, Hal.
Cody, all right, Cody, let me ask you this. If the self-driving car was legal in New York, would you get in one right now?
Never.
Well, no, you can't say never. Yeah. Eventually, the technology will be good enough where you don't have to worry about this stuff.
Yeah, if they take my legs, but... I mean, say I want to go to the bar. Say Tommy wants to go to the bar. You tell it to go left, and it goes right. Then Tommy's stuck in a car that has been somewhere sober.
No, we're going to a new bar.
Hey, Cody, when you said if they take my legs, who's trying to take your legs, buddy? Everything okay over there?
Did you think about this?
He don't pay his bills.
You said we got new technology, so I mean, if they got, what is it, Dubai? They float around there, so I mean, if they take my legs, I'd rather fly in a helicopter than a car. At least I could jump.
Wait, so you trust automatic helicopter or a self-driving?
Flying taxi.
I just want to catch everybody up. Helicopter. For those who don't know, they have flying helicopter taxis. Individual taxis in Dubai.
Yeah.
It's like Dubai or something that I heard. I don't know. Yeah, because, I mean, if it's up in the sky, at least I got a parachute. What do you do if the car locks? The car sets on fire and it locks. You got to bust out the window.
I would actually more trust me breaking a window than a parachute out of a self-driving taxi. But I guess, Cody, to each their own,
I'll
buddy.
I'll take the ground.
Thanks for the call, Cody. Good luck with your legs. Have a good rest of the day. They're taking my legs.
My legs.
They took my thumbs. Cody's mind's going.
No, they took my legs.
If they take my legs, who says that out loud? How is that top of that?
That's like a trade-off. I don't know.
They took my legs.
All right, look. Tommy, I will give you this. The more we see of self-driving cars, the self-driving vehicle, the more comfortable we'll be.
Yeah.
Like, if in January they start to show up and there aren't any incidents, the percentage of people that are comfortable with them will start to change fast. But you also have to keep in mind, early on, if there is an accident or an incident with the self-driving car, it'll just reinforce in people's heads how dangerous they are, if that's what they believe, and it'll make them stick their heels in the mud.
But these are growing pains that every technology has. And, you know what I mean? Like, every new thing you try, there's going to be trial and error. And I'm fine with that.
I'm with you. But keep in mind, for your argument, it's probably better to wait as long as you can to get the technology as good as it can
be. I understand that.
So people don't go, I told you so. Yeah. And you know, we just talked about recreational marijuana. I'll use that as the example because that rollout was bungled. And it gave every person that was anti-legal marijuana the point to say, if you want it to work, it benefits you to wait.
I don't have time. If I was a young man like yourself, yeah. Time's running out for me.
Was I supposed to be sad? I'm sorry. I wasn't.
I want my car before I die.
I want
my car. I want it.
Great Panthers, baby.
I love
how you're going to make it happen.
I love how you think you could afford a fully autonomous vehicle anyway.
I get a cheapie.
Oh, that's what I want.
That's not a good plan.
What are you talking about?
Nothing. Let's take a break. Dream scenario for any Bills fan.
Oh, yeah.
And even if you're not a Bills fan, you get this.
What's that?
Think of your favorite celebrity, appreciating the love you're giving them,
mm-hmm.
and looking to now personally connect. It's what one woman here in Rochester seemingly had going on.
Wow.
But it turns out, this was not what it seems at all.
What'd she do?
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5 WCMF. Story on 10 NBC last night. Talks to a woman named Connie.
Connie
is a huge Bills fan.
Yeah.
And she loves linebacker Matt Milano.
Oh, okay.
Who doesn't?
Yeah.
Kimmy.
The man that doesn't speak?
Doesn't speak, but all you have to do is look at him.
Mm-hmm.
Guy's a dreamboat. Like we always say, he's got a bicep like a
baby's
head.
Those arms speak for themselves.
Wow. She sent Matt Milano a message on what she believed was his Instagram fan page.
Okay.
Quote, glad to see you back out there. Mm. He was on the sidelines.
Yeah. Sidelines.
Now, she says in the story on 10NBC, she didn't expect a response. She just wanted to show love to her favorite player.
I believe she sent it to his actual Instagram account
and got
a message from a fan page.
My apologies. Yes. So you were saying, Tommy, I'm sorry.
But she got a response.
She did.
How cool is that?
She got a response from a fan page, a person saying they were Matt Milano. And she started going back and forth with Matt Milano. Then,
man, this is like a dream come true.
Tommy, it gets better.
What?
She started getting messages from other Bills players.
Yeah.
Tyler Bass, the kicker. Josh freaking Allen.
What?
Wait, chimed in?
He's now messaging her separately.
Yeah.
And these guys, you know, they love their fans.
Yeah.
Started asking questions of her. How old are you?
Mm-hmm.
Are you single?
Yeah.
Where do you live? They even asked her if she lived alone.
Okay. Just get to know people.
So you see what's happening here.
Yeah.
The Josh Allen account even offered to get her free game tickets if she contacted his manager on the Telegram app.
Look at these guys.
Luckily,
what happened?
Connie is tech savvy. Oh. She knew what was up immediately.
Connie didn't get conned.
That's exactly. She's not.
No con and Connie.
But Tommy, some people aren't so smart.
Buddy.
Yeah, right? Yeah. I mean, this is a scam that, we see people fall for this stuff all the time. But Kimmy, you saw the story and you go, nothing to worry about, especially in Western New York.
Well, I mean, I guess you could get scammed anywhere, but I would just think the Buffalo Bills fan base in particular, when it comes to things like tickets and stuff like that, I would think like that would be the toughest to scam just because everybody kind of knows how the ticket thing works, right? Like, even if you're not a super huge fan, like you've been to a game, you've bought tickets, whether it was for yourself or somebody else, like you kind of know when something doesn't. That's not really. I don't think that's how you're supposed to get the tickets. You know what I mean?
Okay.
So you're saying, I have lived here for 30-something years.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
Been to a couple of games.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea how the ticket thing
works. Well, that's because you got free tickets from work.
No.
No, they bought tickets the last
one. We bought tickets.
The last time.
Right.
But
like, I have
times.
No idea. So
you were just along for the ride.
No, but what I'm saying is if I could easily get scammed if I started like looking for tickets.
Well, here's the thing.
Yes, because you also thought your friends with Terry Pegula.
And he's not calling me back.
We'll put a pin in it.
I know he's busy with everything.
Look, here's the thing. She didn't ask for tickets. They offered her tickets.
Right. But even just that, I don't know. I would think Bills fans are too big of fans are too savvy to maybe think.
The ones that go to the game are, but the occasional fan, maybe not.
Oh, no. I think this accounts to everybody, and I'm going to disagree with you. Kimmy. This actually might be the perfect scam to pull on Bills fans, because Bills players, as super famous and celebrity as they are, also really like to interact with fans
on
social media.
They're very accessible, like NASCAR drivers.
Yes, they're in the community a ton. I mean, it was last week, Khalil Shakir had a dog rescue adoption event in Buffalo.
I mean, Josh has got that day job at that car dealership.
What I'm getting at is, like Khalil Shakir had this event, you could go. Josh Allen was there. Yeah. Deion Dawkins, 2 weeks ago, the offensive tackle, had in the parking lot of the stadium a car show. Invited fans to bring their cars
and
show them off and hang out. And he was there taking pictures with everybody. Yeah. It's not out of the question where you go somewhere and you see Bills fans hanging out, or you interact with them on social media and they reach out to you.
But aren't you more connected to the players in that sense, where you know more about them? Like, you know that like they wouldn't they wouldn't be hitting on you. Like, you probably know who they're dating.
Okay, yeah, but everybody.
You know, I mean? Yeah, God forbid a football player cheat on their girlfriend.
I'm just saying, like, I don't know. I just see Bills fans as smart football fans. Like, they know their team.
Well, it's funny she says that because the reason this woman immediately knew this was off is because it had Matt Milano's birthday listed differently in the account.
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
But not everybody would see that.
Yeah.
And I'm like, convinced.
You probably follow all the real accounts already, so you would know, like, that's not the last picture he posted. That doesn't seem right.
But I am convinced everybody is a star ever for somebody. And once that gets in your head, all logic goes out the window.
Sure.
Like, once you think that person knows me and likes me, you're in.
And let's go back to the story Kimmy brought up a second ago to prove it. Again, we're talking about the story on 10 NBC last night, 252 WCMF 252-9263. Woman named Connie loves the Bills. She reaches out to Matt Milano on Instagram just to say, hey, great to see you back on the sidelines. A Matt Milano fan account reaches out to her saying, it's me. It's Manny. How you doing? What's going on? You single? Where do you live? Josh Allen reaches out to her. Tyler Bass reaches out to her. Josh Allen even offered to get her free tickets to a game if she contacted his manager.
How cool is that guy?
On the Telegram app. Now, obviously, these were all scammers, and that's why she was on the news last night. But Kimmy, look, we bust Tommy's balls for being dumb all the time, right? But for a man of his age and his intelligence, I mean, he knows social media pretty well.
Does he?
This man.
Because he's gotten locked out of multiple accounts.
No, but I'm back in.
Well, because you made a new one.
Yeah.
We're not making this up.
What?
10 years ago, right after Terry Pegula bought the Bills, a Terry Pegula account followed Tommy on Facebook.
Yeah.
It was an obvious fake account.
Yeah, because we're the home of the Buffalo Bills. Makes sense.
And Tommy Mulé actually legitimately thought that the real Terry Pegula had just followed him on Facebook.
Yeah, I thought it was pretty cool.
I don't see you, I mean, I think you're dumb, but I don't see you as a naive sucker. And even Tommy, in his fancy little shoes, believed that the billionaire owner of the Bills wanted to follow him
on Facebook. He's got, like, somebody.
Yeah, but that has less to do with being a Bills fan. That's just not knowing technology.
But I would think, like, Terry and I would get along. We're about the same age. We walk about the same pace. We have the same posture.
Kimmy, I think you're underestimating the excitement in the moment.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You get swept
but
up.
I could also,
and wanting. Like, want something.
I understand. But that's why I'm saying, like, that you can make that argument for anybody who gets scammed. I think, and I'm going to go based off of, like, a friend of mine. Like, she's never been to a game. She loves some of the Buffalo Bills players. To your point about knowing their birthdays and stuff like that.
That's weird.
All she would have to do is ask that account one question that they wouldn't know that she already knows, and she would instantly know it's a scam.
Right. But here's the thing. I mean, are people, you would have to be suspicious in that moment, though.
Yeah.
Like, if you are so excited that you got a response from someone who you think is Matt Milano or Khalil Shakir or James Cook.
If something, like, looked off on their account, like, oh, I don't think that they, you know, where's their dog? Or, I don't know. Like, I could just see, because she knows so much about them that she would instantly know that this isn't them.
Okay, but you say that, but then we also know somebody who, a while ago, this man is no longer on the team, but he was a prominent Bills player who, while he was in camp, ended up having a couple social media interactions with her, and she ended up with a picture, and it turns out she had a boyfriend, and we all got to see it, and now this Bills player doesn't like us because he knew we saw the picture.
Okay. I don't even know who you're talking about.
You'll remember the story when I tell you. Look, I can't say anything more.
Okay.
I don't want to bury the guy, but I'm saying...
But I guess that would... They connected, though. Like,
what I'm getting at is I think that the social media interactions happen way more than you think. It just doesn't get talked about.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's for great fun purposes or maybe a little more secretive
purposes.
I think
you're right on that. And that's why I would think that you can spot when it's the real person or not. Like, trust me, like, if a woman thinks that somebody like that is hitting on her, like, she's going to do some research on that.
Okay. A woman in love, man.
A woman in love?
A woman in love.
Never underestimate a woman in love. I think we accidentally harmonized there.
I think the first thought is, oh, this can't be this person. So you're going to look into it.
Okay. All right. Kimmy, she's super smart. Kimmy never...
I try to give Bills fans some credit. Because I think that they are a little bit more savvy than your average fan.
Kimmy wants to give Bills fans credit who think Amari Cooper is the key to unlock a Super Bowl championship from yesterday.
While they're drinking out of a bowling ball. Those... 7 fans.
Bills fans, they know how much tickets cost. Okay. They know what they're worth.
Okay. Right.
They've been to games.
Actually, and we didn't even know what they were worth today.
They go to Shooters.
Hold on. We did look up what we thought were Titans tickets off the air this morning, and they were way
more
expensive.
That's what I mean. Like, you have your eye on it all week.
Okay. All right.
Those are the ones you see, like, shirtless in Fort Lauderdale, not on the beach.
Kimmy, look. Yeah. You are painting a rosy picture of Bills fans, mm-hmm. and maybe you're right. Maybe you're right. Mm-hmm. I just think you do not fully comprehend when somebody wants something.
Or you get swept up in
it. Yes, how easy it is to get sucked in.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I understand what you're saying. You're just talking about scams in general.
But there's something
and
about...
And that's the reason scams work, right? Like, you're going to get some people on that. I get that.
But if you're telling me something I want to hear,
yes.
I'm not going to pay attention to the things I don't want to hear because I'm getting what I want.
But sometimes it's so unfathomable that I think your immediate thought is this has to be a scam, which makes people look into it more.
Fair enough. Now, okay, look, everyone's now DMing me on Twitter and Instagram. I'm not going to tell you who the Bills player was. I'm not going to tell you. The guy who said
Yeah, you did make it very suspicious.
Well, no,
I still don't know who you're talking about.
Here's Kimmy in the break, ready? Right. Oh!
The guy with the helmet.
Yeah, guy with the helmet. He had his jersey on.
All right. Ready? Oh, yeah.
Remember
that
time at training camp when he was wearing shorts?
Yes.
Yeah. Don't even write us. Not even tell you. Just take a break. You know, we made the argument that teenagers these days get less slack than we did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this story might be proof of it because they're facing serious like crime charges. And here's the thing. They should.
Mm.
I mean, they broke the law.
Yeah.
And this place, I mean, it's going to cost them a whole bunch of money to fix it. But would this have been a story like this 30, 40, 50 years ago? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A group of 15-year-old boys have been arrested after police say they stole golf carts from a golf course in Massillon. It happened at Blue Heron Hills.
So
that's a nice area.
Yes. So multiple golf carts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Police
if you're going to go big.
Police say the group got into the cart barn back in late July. No word on if they kissed anybody behind the cart barn. Please.
Maybe behind the cart barn.
On Ford Soul. Police say they stole several carts, caused damage to the carts and parts of the course. The 15-year-olds are facing charges of burglary, criminal mischief, and grand larceny, and they're going to have to deal with it in underage court because, whatever it is, family go out, whatever. How much punishment, Tommy, do you want for a 15-year-old accused of doing this?
I mean, I've done this multiple times. And
he could still get away with it because from a distance, he kind of looks like a horse ball. You were saying so.
I mean, this is kids jackassing around.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know how much damage they did to the course of the carts, but I mean, are they going to get like criminal charges and have them get a record?
Well, look, I know because if you're 15, it's everything's what they call an expunge at 18.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what the punishment would be. So you're saying this is just boys being boys?
It's been like that since the day the golf cart was invented.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
What kind of punishment do you want for a group of 15-year-olds accused of stealing carts, doing damage to the golf carts, and damage to the course?
I would nothing more than like community service or something like that, right? Like I don't think they need to do as long as they didn't do any damage or
it literally says they did damage.
Oh, like how much?
Okay. Look, you know we bust Tommy's balls.
Yeah.
So damage to the carts, damage to the course.
Okay, all right. I guess I don't know, but I don't know what that means. Like, was it, like, something that they could easily fix? Like, was it a scratch? Was it,
because
it's so vague.
Well, like,
if they really tore things up, then I guess a fine and, you know, some community service. Like, you pay for the damage you did.
All right.
But if there wasn't all that much done, I don't know.
So both of you are just boys being boys here.
This, every rich kid has pulled this move.
Okay.
To some degree.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to be on your side, I do. Because you're right. I jackass like this back in the day. I never stole a golf cart.
No, but you stole the West Side equivalent.
The West Side equivalent of a golf cart?
I don't know.
Oh, come on! You can pay
a Camaro.
Dance, monkey!
A Camaro.
I want to be on your side. Mm-hmm. I want to say boys being
you
boys.
All sold dirt bikes and go-karts and all kind of crap.
But like Blue Heron Hills, like you said, it's a nice place.
Really nice.
And we discovered a couple weeks ago, remember when somebody called up Kimmy to talk about the expense of damaging a golf course? Like these things, it's way more expensive than you did.
Yeah.
Does Blue Heron Hills like have to be like boys being boys? Like I wouldn't be upset.
Well, no, they're going to have to pay for those. Somebody's going to have to pay for those. I mean, if they tore up greens and stuff like that,
But that's what I'm asking. Like damage is so vague, okay, and that it could just be like a little, you know, they knocked something over or they tore stuff up on purpose. I don't know.
But let's say Blue Heron Hills wanted a message sent, right? Like, listen, we want them punished to the fullest extent that you can. We don't want these kids coming in here and doing this stuff. We want to send a message.
Okay.
I couldn't hold that against
Blue
Heron
Hills.
No, I
mean, they have a right. It's sick vandalism.
That, well, I mean, look, it costs them money.
I want these punks hung up by the Buster Browns.
So, like,
I guarantee you, there's guys at that course that have done this thing,
yes,
as kids.
But again,
that are members.
Again, just
there
because
could be
I'm talking
drunk
to you,
guys.
Thurston.
We're forget. There could be drunk. There can be drunk adults that do some damage to the golf courses on a weekly basis.
Look, I want.
That's sanctioned by the PGA.
I want to be on your side. I do. I just like no.
I know.
This is money.
You've seen grown adults like spill those golf carts, crash the golf carts, bump their buddies with the golf carts because they think it's funny. It's there is stuff that happens that's like day to day stuff.
Quick sidebar. Mm. One of my favorite new videos to watch on social media is where they sneak up behind a guy about to drive and crash the golf cart into him. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh my. God.
I've seen the honking guy, but I have not seen the crashing guy.
No, like the guy, he's in his backswing.
Yeah, so yeah.
And then all of a sudden, right, the guy literally goes over the top. It's the funniest damn thing. That guy has to be so hurt, but I howl with laughter every time.
There's nothing funnier than golf cart accidents.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Tommy said up by his Buster Browns, anytime people lay down Jaws lines, it makes me go off for 2 hours. I'm not hanging that kid out so he can spill the kid's guts all over the dock. Listen, I have the punishment for these kids. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
The next 95-1 or Brother Wee's golf tournament there is,
what they,
gotta
they
do? Have to work it for free. They have to get them
all. Like everybody else.
Brad, can you go get me something? I used to be somebody, you know, back in the 90s. You remember Tommy Millay? I used to work with that guy way back when. That's my punishment.
All right, Jeremy, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good
bye, Dix.
Day. Bye. All right, so Kimmy was asking how much the damage is.
Yeah,
in
might
this
have
case
a number here.
Again, we're talking about a story happened at Blue Heron Hills Golf Course. A group of 15-year-olds were arrested. They allegedly stole golf carts out of the cart barn. They damaged the carts. They damaged the course. They're facing charges for burglary, criminal mischief, and grand larceny. And boys will be boys. That's what you like to say.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a legitimate effect on this business.
It is.
Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, what's up?
Just letting you know that the damage that was done at the course was a bit over 10 grand.
Okay, so Dan, I have to ask, how do you know this, Dan?
Because I kind of work there.
So you know Thurston.
Kind of.
He's best friends with Thurston.
He's a card ranger is what he is. All right, so Dan, $10,000. Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Most of it was minimal, but it all minimal damages to the course takes the grounds crew a lot of time to fix, and that gets pretty expensive. But they destroyed two golf carts. And
wait, destroyed?
Wait, define destroyed, like, Dan.
They're totaled.
Say you take it to a top of a three-story building and roll it down the cliff.
God damn, boys.
Yeah, and each one of those golf carts are about $7,000 a piece.
Wait, if they damage two carts at $7,000 a piece and they damage the greens, you're over $10,000.
Well, you have to total it.
Yeah, but I mean that didn't total the carts, but it's pretty much done. So you basically have to rebuild those carts.
All right, now I got to keep everyone in mind, Dan. It's not that I don't trust you. It's just, you know, the story is allegation. Yeah, so we're just waiting to see what happens here. So Dan, let me ask you this question because you are a man.
Hey, you're on the inside.
He's got a very serious voice.
Yeah, well,
let me tell you.
Yeah.
Right,
that's golf talk.
There you go. But Dan, you were also a young boy at one point, and I'm sure you were a huge jackass just like the rest of us. So I'll ask you: will boys be boys, or should these boys be punished to the fullest extent of the law?
Well, they should be punished. And again, the saddest part of it is because they're minors, all their parents are going to have to pay for the damages.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, let me ask you a question. What if we did like 80s movie style where like the owner of the chorus comes out and says, all right, boys, here's what's going to happen. You're going to work for us all summer long. Okay. You're going to do it for free. But then it turns out that one of those boys, he's just a natural golfer, right? And that owner from a distance, he like sees it and there's like that music.
So does he enter the golf tournament?
He enters the golf tournament.
But there's no gambling here.
He's a huge underdog, Tommy. Right. And there's that kid, Thurston, that everybody loves, right? But it turns out he's a dick. Okay. That kid's a dick. And it comes down to the last hole.
Yeah.
The last hole. You know what happens? What happens? Thurston wins because that's how life works. The rich kid always wins. But they're all better off.
Okay.
All
right.
Would that be okay with you, Dan?
Oh, that'd be just wonderful.
That'd be just wonderful.
Dan, thanks for the call, buddy.
So Kenny Loggins shows up at the end.
Kenny doesn't know who that is.
You don't know who Kenny Loggins
is?
Yes, I do. Name three Kenny Loggins songs, go!
I can't name three.
I just sang one! The thing from Caddyshack, I'm all right.
I can't name three.
The golfer, he's dancing.
Yeah.
And all. We got
it. I got it.
It's every dad at a wedding. This guy's looking to get votes doing that dance now. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. And again, keep in mind, right? These are just allegations, right?
We don't know.
Yeah. Neil's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Neil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys, what's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, what's worse, showing up to a golf course with punch greens or showing up to a hotel parking lot seeing a guy work out doing kettlebells?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh.
I can't answer this question. I'm biased.
I got to go kettlebell freak.
My ass! The green is ruined. You don't have to ruin my...
You could have taken out a car.
I was away from the cars.
You're in the parking lot where they park cars.
In the corner, over, away from everything.
Hey, in all seriousness, as an avid golfer...
Hey, guys, we had a lot of fun right there, but let's talk about golfing for a second.
Yeah, go ahead, Thurston Jr.
I've witnessed this firsthand on the course, and as a member, it is very, very frustrating.
Okay.
And
if you wouldn't have said as a member, I would have been with you, Neil, but now you're a douche. Neil,
wait,
sorry.
What did you witness as a...
this happen?
Yeah.
Blue Heron Hills, I mean, that's also a very, very nice course.
Beautiful place.
Damage to the greens could be upwards of $35,000 to $40,000.
And he's saying that as a member.
Well, how's it take out a bond to fix
that's
the course?
Neil, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Thurston Neil. Which I think he's in 32nd place on the PGA Tour right now. Thurston Neil. You know, we made the argument that teenagers these days get less slack than we did back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And this story might be proof of it because they're facing serious like crime charges. And here's the thing. They should.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they broke the law
in
this place. I mean, it's going to cost them a whole bunch of money to fix it. But would this have been a story like this 30, 40, 50 years ago? You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it. A group of 15-year-old boys have been arrested after police say they stole golf carts from a golf course in Massanutten. It happened at Blue Heron Hills.
So
that's a nice area.
Yes.
So multiple golf carts?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Police
if you're going to go big.
Police say the group got into the cart barn
back
in late July. No word on if they kissed anybody behind the cart barn. Please.
Maybe behind the cart barn.
On Ford Soul. Police say they stole several carts, caused damage to the carts and parts of the course. The 15-year-olds are facing charges of burglary, criminal mischief, and grand larceny, and they're going to have to deal with it in underage court because whatever it is, family go out, whatever. How much punishment, Tommy, do you want for a 15-year-old accused of doing this?
I mean, I've done this multiple times. And
he could still get away with it because from a distance, he kind of looks like a horse ball. You were saying so.
I mean, this is kids jackassing around.
Yeah.
Man.
Okay. All right.
I mean, I don't know how much damage they did to the course of the carts, but I mean, are they going to get like criminal charges and have them get a record?
Well, look, I know because if you're 15, it's everything's what they call that expunge at 18.
Yeah.
But I mean, I don't know what the punishment would be. So you're saying this is just boys being boys?
It's been like that since the day the golf cart was invented.
Kimmy?
Yeah.
What kind of punishment do you want for a group of 15-year-olds accused of stealing carts, doing damage to the golf carts, and damage to the course?
I would nothing more than like community service or something like that, right? Like, I don't think they need to do, like, I don't think it required, as long as they didn't do any damage or.
It literally says they did damage.
Oh, like how much?
Okay. Look, you know we bust Tommy's balls.
Yeah.
So damage to the carts, damage to the course.
Okay, all right. I guess I don't know, but I don't know what that means. Like, was it, like, something that they could easily fix? Like, was it a scratch? Was it,
because
it's so vague.
Well, like,
if they really tore things up, then I guess a fine and, you know, some community service. Like, you pay for the damage you did.
All right.
But if there wasn't all that much done, I don't know.
So both of you are just boys being boys here.
This every rich kid has pulled this move to some degree.
Okay. Here's the thing.
Yeah.
I want to be on your side. I do. Because you're right. I jackass like this back in the day. I never stole a golf cart.
No, but you stole the West Side equivalent.
What's the West Side equivalent of a golf cart?
I don't know.
Oh, come on. You can pay
a Camaro.
Dance, monkey.
A Camaro.
I want to be on your side. Mm-hmm. I want to say boys being
boys. You all sold dirt bikes and go-karts and all kind of crap.
But like Blue Heron Hills, like you said, it's a nice place.
Really nice.
And we discovered a couple weeks ago, remember when somebody called up Kimmy to talk about the expense of damaging a golf course? Like these things, it's way more expensive than you did.
Yeah.
Does Blue Heron Hills like have to be like boys being boys? Like I wouldn't be upset.
Well, no, they're going to have to pay for those. Somebody's going to have to pay for those. I mean, they tore up greens and stuff like that. Yeah.
But that's what I'm asking. Like, damage is so vague in that it could just be like a little, you know, they knocked something over or they tore stuff up on purpose. I don't know.
But let's say Blue Heron Hills wanted a message sent, right? Like, listen, we want them punished to the fullest extent that you can. We don't want these kids coming in here and doing this stuff. We want to send a message.
Okay.
I couldn't hold that against Blue Heron
Hills.
No, I
mean, they have it right. It's sick vandalism.
That, well, I mean, look, it costs them money.
I want these punks hung up by the Buster Browns.
So like,
I guarantee you, there's guys at that course that have done this thing
yes,
as kids.
But again,
that are members.
Again, just
there
because
could be
I'm talking
drunk
to you,
guys.
Thurston.
We're forgetting there could be drunk. There can be drunk adults that do some damage to the golf courses on a weekly basis.
Look, I want.
But that's sanctioned by the PGA.
I want to be on your side. I do. I just like no.
I know.
This is money.
You've seen grown adults like spill those golf carts, crash the golf carts, bump their buddies with the golf carts because they think it's funny. It's there is stuff that happens that's like day to day stuff.
Quick sidebar. Mm. One of my favorite new videos to watch on social media is where they sneak up behind a guy about to drive and crash the golf cart into him. Have you seen those videos?
No.
Oh my God.
I've seen the honking guy, but I have not seen the crashing guy.
No, like the guy, he's in his backswing.
Yeah, so yeah.
And then all of a sudden, right, the guy literally goes over the top. It's the funniest damn thing. That guy has to be so hurt, but I howl with laughter every time.
There's nothing funnier than golf cart accidents.
252 WCMF. Let's talk to Jeremy. Hey, Jeremy. How are you, buddy?
Tommy said up by his Buster Browns, anytime people lay down Jaws lines, it makes me go off for 2 hours. I'm not hanging that kid out so it can spill the kid's guts all over the dock. Listen, I have the punishment for these kids. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
The next 95-1 or Brother Wee's golf tournament there is,
what are they gonna
they
do?
Have to work it for free. They have to get
also like everybody else.
Brad, can you go get me something? I used to be somebody, you know, back in the 90s. You remember Tommy Millay? I used to work with that guy way back when. That's my punishment.
All right, Jeremy, thank you for the call, buddy. Have a good
bye, Dicks.
Day, bye. All right, so Kimmy was asking how much the damage is.
Yeah, might have a number here.
Again, we're talking about a story happened at Blue Heron Hills Golf Course. A group of 15-year-olds were arrested. They allegedly stole golf carts out of the cart barn. They damaged the carts. They damaged the course. They're facing charges for burglary, criminal mischief, and grand larceny. And boys will be boys. That's what you like to say.
Oh, yeah.
But this is a legitimate effect on this business.
It is.
Dan's on CMF. Hey, Danny boy, what's up?
Just letting you know that the damage that was done at the course was a bit over 10 grand.
Okay, so Dan, I have to ask, how do you know this, Dan?
Because I kind of work there.
So you know Thurston.
Kind of.
He's best friends with Thurston.
He's a card ranger is what he is. All right, so Dan, $10,000. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off.
No. Most of it was minimal, but it all minimal damages to the course takes the grounds crew a lot of time to fix, and that gets pretty expensive. But they destroyed two golf carts. And
wait, destroyed?
Wait, define destroyed, like, Dan.
They're totaled.
Say you take it to a top of a three-story building and roll it down the cliff.
And
goddamn, boys!
Yeah, and each one of those golf carts are about $7,000 a piece.
If they damage two carts at $7,000 a piece and they damage the greens, you're over $10,000.
Well, you have to total it.
Yeah. But I mean, that didn't total the carts, but it, right. it's it's pretty much done. So you basically have to rebuild those carts.
All right, now I got to keep everyone like, Dan, it's not that I don't trust you. It's just, you know, the story is allegation. Yeah. So we're just waiting to see what happens here. So, Dan, let me ask you this question, because you are a man.
You're on the inside.
He's got a very serious voice.
Yeah. Well, that's golf talk.
There you go. But, Dan, you were also a young boy at one point, and I'm sure you were a huge jackass just like the rest of us. So I'll ask you, will boys be boys, or should these boys be punished to the fullest extent of the law?
Well, they should be punished. And again, the saddest part of it is because they're minors, all their parents are going to have to pay for the damages.
It's true.
Yeah.
All right, Dan, let me ask you a question. What if we did like 80s movie style where like the owner of the course comes out and, all right, boys, here's what's going to happen. You're going to work for us all summer long.
Okay.
You're going to do it for free. But then it turns out that one of those boys, he's just a natural golfer, right? And that owner from a distance, he like sees it and there's like that music.
So does he enter the golf tournament?
He enters the golf tournament.
But there's no gambling here.
He's a huge underdog, Tommy. Right. And there's that kid, Thurston, that everybody loves, right?
Him.
But it turns out he's a dick. Okay. That kid's a dick. And it comes down to the last hole.
Yeah.
The last hole. You know what happens?
What happens?
Thurston wins, because that's how life works. The rich kid always wins. But they're all better off.
Okay. All right.
Would that be okay with you, Dan?
That'd be just wonderful.
Dan, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a
good one. Kenny Loggins shows up at the end.
Kenny doesn't know who that is.
You don't know who Kenny Loggins
is? Yes, I do.
Name three Kenny Loggins songs, go!
I can't name
three. I just sang one! The thing from Caddyshack, I'm all right.
I can't name three.
The golfer, he's dancing.
Yeah.
And all. We got
it. I got it.
It's every dad at a wedding. This guy's looking to get votes doing that dad stuff. 252-WCMF. We'll take one more call. And again, keep in mind, right? These are just allegations, right?
We don't know.
Yeah. Neil's got the last word on CMF. Hey, Neil, how are you, buddy?
Hey, guys. What's going on? Thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for calling, Neil.
Yeah.
Hey, what's worse, showing up to a golf course with punch greens or showing up to a hotel parking lot seeing a guy work out doing kettlebells?
Ooh, good question.
Ooh.
I can't answer this question. I'm biased.
I got to go kettlebell freak.
My ass! The green is ruined. You don't have to ruin my...
You could have taken out a car.
I was away from the cars.
You're in a parking lot where they park cars.
In the corner, over, away from everything.
Hey, in all seriousness, as an avid golfer...
Hey, guys, we had a lot of fun right there. Let's talk about golfing for a second.
Yeah,
go ahead,
Thurston Jr.
I've witnessed this firsthand on the course, and as a member, it is very, very frustrating.
Okay.
And
if you wouldn't have said as a member, I would have been with you, Neil, but now you're a douche. Neil,
wait, what did you witness as a...
Oh, happened?
Yeah.
Blue Heron Hills, I mean, that's also a very, very nice course.
Beautiful place.
Damage to the greens could be upwards of $35,000 to $40,000.
And he's saying that as a member.
As a member. Of the course. Well, how to take out a bond to fix
that's
the course.
A pecan.
Neil, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Guys.
There goes Thurston Neil. Which I think he's in 32nd place on the PGA Tour right now.
Thurston Neil.